Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right, secret sound at 6 a.m. 6 a.m. secret sound. What is it? Just try to guess what this is. What do you think that is? 800-992-1099. That's the sound. Call us or text us. What?
It's the sound my brain makes.
That's all day, every day, or just when the alarm goes off?
No, all day.
All day. Ah, that's bad, man. I feel bad for you, Buck. All right. Call us or text us. What sound is that? 6 a.m. secret sound. Mark and Melody, 99.5 QIK. All right, secret sound, 6 a.m., 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melody, Tampa Bay's morning crew. This sound has, it's kind of scarred my, well, my soul, I think. It is. What do you think that is?
It's so difficult because it could be something as simple as an old can opener, opening a can that's tough to open, or it could be some sort of person screaming.
Whatever's in a can isn't worth that to get into. What you're looking for, but if that's just like tuna or beans or something.
Barbecue beans?
No.
I kind of feel like it's worth it.
No. Unless it's that dog with the Bush's baked beans, and he also has the secret recipe. That's the only
one.
It's
the dog beans.
Christian, what do you think?
The sound sounds like a air getting released from a hot pressure cooker, like cooking like hot coffee on a pressure cooker.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Good. With the coffee and the, yeah. No, that is real good.
Because that screaming sound.
Right. Yeah, anything hot where pressure builds up and there's that it's not that. Buck, you don't know exactly what it is.
I have no idea.
Just if you had to guess. I mean, let's say there's like $1 million on the line. You got to take a guess. What do you think?
Come on. Just sound dumb like the rest of us. Just take a guess.
That actually sounded like the sound.
Yeah. Like a timing belt on a car.
Not bad. Wrong.
Oh, that's a louder. I know that the sound too well.
You're trying to like turn left and it's like.
No.
Kevin found that. That is the Aztec death whistle.
What? It's a death whistle.
It's a death whistle. Yep. The Aztecs use this to start wars and stuff like that.
It's like a piece of wood and they're blowing into the piece of wood and it's making a sound.
So.
It's a death whistle.
Kevin, and I'm telling you, Googling that you found that.
Yeah, Kevin, there's a lot going on in his life right now, but it doesn't matter.
The Aztec death whistle.
He's making a huge transformation. He's changing. He's a different guy. But I'm telling you, we could have played this game from now till like 2000, and I don't know, 27, and nobody would have guessed Aztec death whistle. I am going to set that, though, as my new alarm. Because I got to tell you, my current alarm, it's rare that I actually sleep to it. But when I do, it's so like, I'm like, is that all you got? You know?
When your alarm goes off? Yeah, you get immune to it.
Yeah, this thing comes at you. I'm getting out of bed, man. I'll be at work.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
Man, kids are competitive. It's getting next level now. 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. I love this audio here of this dad that beats his little daughter at Uno, and the daughter's had enough. Like, she believes that he should let her win. Listen to this.
Worst dad ever.
Last time ever.
No. You know what I said about not laughing? Leave the golden empty bread, open your bread, and put it in.
Man, I don't know. By the way, Uno is a great game. And it's a great game to teach your kid. My kids are obsessed with Uno right now. They're in total Uno.
It's a fun game.
It is this fun game. This girl had a meltdown. Tell you what, though, my son Trey, he's into baseball cards now. I have these binders of baseball cards, and he's got them. And so now he wants to go buy his own cards. So I took him last week, and we bought his own baseball cards. And now he's trying to negotiate with me to trade my baseball cards. And, like, my cards are old. Like, they're legit baseball cards. And his cards are, like, most of them, like, you just bought them, and so they're really not worth anything. And so I made a couple of trades with him just to make him feel good. But then, you know, he's trying to go after my autograph cards. Ooh, and I have to say no on Saturday. And he cried. And he didn't talk to me for, like, 2 days. He was mad.
Really?
Yeah. Kids get next level with this stuff.
Where are you getting new baseball cards? They have those?
Oh, they're everywhere.
Target has them.
Target, Walmart.
And they're current players?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And so you buy them, and but they're not like, because they're like your current players. They don't have, my cards are like 30 years old, you know? I got like a Bo Jackson rookie.
Yes.
Yeah, and he wants that for, I don't know, Mike.
To spill Kool-Aid on the table.
Yeah. Yeah, the hand's got peanut butter and jelly on him, and he's sitting there walking around everywhere. Look, I got a rookie Bo Jackson. Give me that rookie Bo Jackson. No, you don't get that like that.
No.
No.
That's so cool, though, that you got him into a hobby that you grew up
doing. I love baseball cards. I get that nostalgia.
I did not know it was still a thing. I've got to be honest. I really did not know. I thought this was a vintage
thing.
It's
just now coming back. I think it's getting hot. And basketball cards are super hot
what?
Right now.
What? Now there's basketball cards?
Oh, no, there's been. I've got a huge collection. Shaq's rookie, Scottie Pippen's rookie.
Dude, they're big now, basketball.
Really?
Yeah. Football cards never really took off. They're back, too, but it's not the same.
They even have wrestling cards.
They do. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. But
I'm pretty sure Pokemon, though. That's still the top one, right?
Remember Garbage Pail Kids?
Oh, yeah.
Those are great.
Never heard of it.
What?
Oh, you see, they're the cards that they made fun of the Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yep.
Okay.
They were really like nasty, but they would play off of a Cabbage Patch Kid. And you'd go buy the cards. My mom just gets so mad at me. Like, did you buy Garbage Pail Kids cards? I'm like, no.
They're like kids puking and they have like snot all
what?
Over their face.
Yeah.
It's awful. It's terrible.
But it's
no wonder
awesome.
Your mom didn't want you buying it.
Yeah. So.
Leave the golden anti prize. Open your prize and put it in.
That's a girl. That's a girl who takes her Uno seriously right now.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK. Fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
Well, it's a wrap on Brad Paisley hosting the CMAs, something that really has become iconic.
Yeah.
Him and Carrie, I mean, that was just like, all right, pardon the sports reference, but that was John Madden, Pat Summerall. That was just.
I agree with that.
That's what it was. Everybody got excited to watch them.
Is that like peanut butter and jelly? They just go together?
I believe that pretty would also
much.
Apply.
Got it. You got to break it down for the non-sports people.
Sure. Peanut butter and jelly is a great one. Buffalo wings, cold beer. Well, as you know, country music has gone through a little bit of a struggle the last couple of years. There's a couple of camps. One camp believes that women do not play a prominent enough role in the not only the artists, but in just these award shows. So they have decided to move on. And here you go. Carrie Underwood, Reba McEntire, and Dolly Parton.
Are you ready for country music's biggest night?
The one and only Dolly Parton.
Reba McEntire! Yeah!
Here is Carrie Underwood.
Boy, I tell you, these women are just taking over.
Maybe wondering about Brad Paisley's reaction? Well, he tweeted last night, as a fan of all three of these amazing women, I can't wait to watch. He's got to be a little disappointed. He loved doing this.
Yeah.
He was really good at it,
That's
too.
His tweet. But the video, on the other hand, he was crying. No, I'm kidding.
No.
There's actually no video.
He really, I thought, did a good job with this.
He was great. I loved their opening monologue. He'd bring his guitar out. He would, you know, make fun of whatever's going on in the world, other country music artists. I thought it was great. They've been doing
too.
It for like a decade.
I always liked them.
And Brad's really self-deprecating, too. He'd make fun of himself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was just kind of one of those, it just felt, I don't know, it just felt good. But here's the other drama, though, is because, you know, Reba, she was hosting the ACM Awards.
Yes, she
and
is.
And that competes with the CMAs.
Mm-hmm.
The ACMs say, hey, we don't have a deal with Reba, but nothing's off the table. But I'd be shocked if she's going to host both of them. I'd be shocked.
I would be, too.
It's a little too much to be hosting both award shows. You got to make them a little bit different.
I agree. And she's also the Colonel of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
She has done that.
She's done that, too.
I mean,
so
you
it's
don't get
a little
every
bit of Reba
role,
overload.
Okay?
Listen, yeah, you just don't get to be everything all the time, Reba.
Yeah, save some country for the rest of them, man.
Save some chicken, too. Come on.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
All right, so we're about a weekend back to school, right? 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And I'm telling you, I feel it. I see it on social media. The parents, the car line is starting to, car line syndrome starting to kick in. You're starting, here's the thing about a week into car line, starting to identify some everyday culprits.
Mm-hmm.
There's some people that are having the same type of behavior every day when they go pick up their kid at the car line.
Like the people who come from the opposite direction and they try to cut off the front of the
line. There's that. Yep. The people that come really late. The people that come really early.
The people who make up their own parking spots.
Yeah.
You can't park in front of the door.
Or the people who will park and then leave. They will leave like 50 feet in front of the next car. Oh, gosh, that drives me crazy. So on the way next, I've compiled a list of car line commandments. What thou shall do and what thou shall not do. And for all you car line parents out there, we're with you in spirit, not only this morning, but this afternoon and every morning and afternoon moving forward.
That is right.
So I'm going to get, we're going to give you the car line commandments next. 99.5 QIK. All right, Trisha Yearwood, not only tickets, but meet and greet, hanging out with Trisha backstage coming up at 7:40. We're about 35 minutes away on 99.5 QIK. Big morning, too, because FGL's cashed 8 a.m. Then those Bucks opening day tickets with that Tim McGraw concert at 9:10. A lot going on this morning. 99.5 QIK. But maybe nothing as important as this. We understand the car lines have been back in for about a week now, depending on your county. Go back to school, and I could start to see the boiling point raise a little bit. The thermometer's getting a little warm on social media. Connected with a lot of parents. I see the talking.
Oh, yeah.
I hear the stories from my wife. I also sometimes get the play-by-play from my kids about what happened to the car line after they get it.
Sounds awful. To see it on Facebook, then the wife and the kids.
Oh, I know. It's a lot going on, man.
It's a lot going on.
Think about me, would you? Thoughts for me.
My thoughts and prayers.
So we found some commandments for car line commandments. One of them is thou shall realize we are all in this together.
Yes.
It says that we're on the car line drop off together and there is strength in numbers. We will only survive the car line if we all work to make it less hellish. And I agree with that, by the way. Everyone there is on your team.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think everyone thinks every man for themselves, though? They just want to get that kid in their backpack and the lunchbox and let's go.
Just play along for the segment. Just play along.
All right.
Here's another commandment. That shall not scream obscenities.
Yeah, that's
Don't
true.
Don't be a potty mouth in the car line. No bird waving in the car line. Gosh, I see a lot of that.
Do you really?
And also, don't wave your fists. I tell you, that's a whole nother level, isn't it? When you start waving a fist.
You gotta be like 90 years old to just be waving fists.
Yeah,
you
But you don't care.
You have to earn that, you know?
I know. You've been through some scraps before when you wave.
Damn kids.
Yeah. Get off my car line.
It's a privilege, not a right. You gotta earn that.
Thou shalt ask questions if thou is confused about the car line process. If you don't understand the car line process, speak up and ask for help. It talks about it's okay to put your window down and just ask a passerby what you should do. I wouldn't do it.
I don't even know it's one.
I have to identify my weaknesses. I couldn't do it.
Just go along with it for the segment.
Absolutely right.
Ooh.
Thou shalt not be the parent who sails in 20 minutes late every day in the car line.
Yes.
See, here's the reason why. The staff would like to get home, too. They have to deal with your panicking kid who's crying and explaining that they don't know your cell phone number. Because that's true. Kids don't know anybody's cell phone number anymore. They just hit the name. Mom, dad, and the phone. Here's another one. Thou shall not get to the car line 45 minutes early to be first.
Oh.
Nothing more needs to be said about that. Kevin, you ran into that the other day.
Yeah, it's funny. I know it's always the same person at our school. It's always the first person in line. It's every day. It's the same car.
Now, what's wrong with that? Like,
I don't want to be first, but I get why people do want to be first. But then you're sitting there. You have to wait. I mean, why?
You're there almost an hour if you're first.
Yeah,
you are.
You are
there almost an hour
100%.
If you're first.
100%.
So is it, I mean, it makes more sense to just wait and show up kind of towards the end. Why would you just wait for an hour?
Because then you're sitting there waiting. It feels like you almost wait the same amount of time.
I get to the car line 30 minutes early, and I'm about halfway through the line. It's long. I mean, people get there early.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, we got more car line commandments. We'll take a break and come back. Feel free to text us or call us with what you've seen, what you've experienced in the car line. Maybe you have some tips of what thou shall or thou shall not do. The car line commandments. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Car line commandments, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. After about a week of the car line, starting to notice some things going on. Maybe you're becoming impatient. Maybe you just need to get in touch with your soul about your car line karma. A lot of things going on. Here's a few more commandments. Thou shall use the bus as much as possible. Because if you can avoid the car line, why not? You know, for some, it's not an option. Like, I live too close to the schools. My kids don't have the option to use the bus.
Yeah, when I was younger, I didn't have the option.
We've been sentenced to car line for life. It's a life sentence in the car line.
They don't have to walk.
No, they won't do that. I won't do that to them. But you know what? A lot of kids do, though. A lot of kids will walk.
I carpooled, and the dad refused to get in the car line, so he'd park across the street at the strip mall, and then we'd have to just walk over there.
Yep. Gosh.
Man, that's bad enough. He drove this big old cleaning van and stuff, too. So I didn't really complain because I didn't want to be picked up in it. So,
thou shall not vague book on social media about the mom who's always doing it wrong in the car line.
I agree with that one.
Well, without that, we really wouldn't have had this segment because I...
That's also true.
To be honest with you. So, but, you know, I got to tell you, if it makes you feel better to write on social media how somebody's doing it wrong in the car, but, and that's your way to vent and let the steam out, so be it.
No.
I am not a judging God.
No, okay.
If that's what you want to do, that's what you do. What?
Just find something else to do. Don't go on Facebook and rant about it.
Here's another car line commandment. Thou shall not honk your horn ever.
True.
Don't honk your horn to make a kid get out of the car even faster. They'll just get more angry. Kids are little. They take extra time to get out of the car, and you would be mad if someone did that to your kid, right? That's a good point. I would never honk my horn at another person in their kid. That's just, I don't understand that.
Yeah, you're a next level jerk.
Thou shall wait your turn in the car line, just like you learned in kindergarten. Everyone gets a turn, and there's no butting in line. Apply that to the car line. And finally, thou shall not get out of the car to chat or to yell at another parent. Number one car line commandment. You know what I saw the other day? A woman got out. She was early, and she started doing a workout next to her car.
No, she did.
She had the Bluetooth head. Yeah, she did. She did like running in place, and she did the burpees where you jump down and get up and everything. And I could tell she was listening to music in her Bluetooth and her headphones.
Yeah.
But it was sort of brilliant because, you know, it was like 93. It was humid. And she did it for like 10 or 15 minutes. And I was like, not a bad way to get a workout in. I mean, everybody was staring at her.
Yeah, that's awkward.
And totally, and people were taking video.
By people, you mean you.
And there was some vague booking probably going on social media. But not a bad way to spend your time being healthy. No?
I mean, I can't hate on her. She's being physically active. It's right. Better than just sitting in car line and scrolling on Facebook. So, sure.
Well, you know how they also tell you, too, like, if you're feeling anxiety and everything, like, go work out. It's good for you. Mm-hmm. And it calms down your anxiety. Not bad. In the car line, working out.
People are just going to have punching bags they're going to set up out there, release all the stress they have of the car line.
I've been less productive in my car line time than that. I admit it. So, pretty good job by her. All right, feel free to text us, 800-992-1099. What have you seen in the car line? What have you done? Maybe you need to cleanse your soul and you need to ask for forgiveness. This will be an opportunity to do it. Call or text us, 800-992-1099. Trisha Yearwood tickets and meet and greet coming up at 7:40. That's 15 minutes away on 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. So we're talking about the car line commandments, what you shall and shall not do in the car lines. And then Beth just called, and she's on hold here. Let's talk to Beth. Beth is an elementary school teacher And Beth said she had a quick word of advice. What is it, Beth?
Wait your turn.
Yep. One of the commandments was do not get out of your car, right?
There you go.
Do not.
We want to get home just as fast as you do.
If you get out of your car, you're going to have to deal with Beth.
Ooh.
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun,
and no one wants to deal with Beth.
Yeah, it's not like regular Beth. It's Carline Beth.
No,
you know?
It's totally different. That's different.
It's not Beth.
Yeah. All right, Beth. Thank you for the stern warning from above.
You guys have a good one.
You too, Beth. All right. I mean, I thought her initial piece of advice was great. See, she's a great teacher because she's simple and drives a point home.
Wait your turn.
That's it. That's it. I mean, there's no other fluff needed.
Yep.
When you talk to Beth.
Wait your turn.
That's it. That's what you get.
That's your only warning. And then she lays down the hammer. So watch out for Beth.
The Beth hammer. Watch out. The Beth Carline Beth hammer. Let me tell you something. Beth is always watching. Always watching. It's 99.5 QIK. Rascal Flatts are on. There's Thomas Rhett, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. By the way, thank you all for the texts that have just been pouring in. The car line commandments, how y'all get through the kids' car line. And, you know, we went to the heavens and we got commandments. Hopefully you'll follow them. I think they're good commandments. But something else that's loosely tied into this, I think it's just great. Kevin in the car line will listen to an audiobook and read at the same time. I've never heard of this. You listen to the audiobook and you read it at the same time.
It's like you're in church, you know, they read the different readings, you look at the book, you look at the readings, you're following along.
You can follow along the scriptures.
So I follow along in the book.
Okay, but there's a little bit of a difference here. And okay. Melanie was flat out appalled yesterday when she discovered
this. She
was. Okay. So here is the audiobook at regular speed. What book is this, by the way? Is it Stephen King?
I'm reading Stephen King's Cell right now.
All right. Great book for the car line. So You have this in regular speed. Listen, right?
He awoke in the late afternoon, huddled in a ball and clutching a flat motel pillow.
Jeez.
It's
already spoke to me. I'm lying and I'm
That's
in.
That's my life.
Yeah.
That's how normal people.
In the fetal position, sweating, scared of tomorrow. Man, that is...
How appropriate.
That is the universe just calling my name. Lord have mercy. But anyway, so Kevin goes, I can't listen to the book in that speed.
It's too slow for me.
That normal speed at which you listen to an audiobook.
And not only advanced reader.
Right, but here's the thing. I feel like you get into it that way. So Kevin says he listens to it on the super fast speed. But before that, there's another setting, right?
Yeah, so when I'm not reading along with the book, so if I'm just driving and listening, I listen at 1.5 times the speed.
Okay, here that is, everybody. Same clip, and here's what it sounds like. 1.5 times faster.
He awoke in the late afternoon, huddled in a ball and clutching a flat motel pillow. He went outside and saw Alice and Jordan sitting on the curb between the parking lot and the units.
Okay, that to me, I'm sorry, I have anxiety.
Oh, I love it. I'm used to listening that way.
But folks,
that's not even how he listens to it.
But folks, that's not it. Okay. He's reading in the car line.
Yes.
And listening simultaneously, which, by the way, I got to say, I've never heard of anybody doing this before.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I didn't know people would listen and read at the same time. But you say you do it because you grasp more of it.
Yeah, I like the way I just like it gives it more. It just gives an extra part to the book. I mean, it's like you're hearing someone read it, you know, and kind of getting emotional with it and different voices. I really like it.
Fantastic. But here is the speed that Kevin listens to it while he's reading. Listen to this.
He awoke in the late afternoon, huddled in a ball and clutching a flat motel pillow. He went outside and saw Alice and Jordan sitting on the curb between the parking lot and the units. Alice had her arm around Jordan.
Are you kidding?
His head was on her
me?
Shoulder and his arm was around her waist.
No, it's ridiculous.
I have ultra anxiety right now because I'm like.
But I have the words in front of me, so I'm reading that way.
You
so
read that fast?
I do when I have the audio.
Well, you don't have a choice. Your whole life is in fast forward. I mean, I just feel
like in the late afternoon, huddled in a ball and clutching a flat motel pillow. He went outside and saw Alice and Jordan sitting on the curb between the parking lot and the units. Alice had her arm around Jordan. Jeez. His head was on her shoulder and his arm was around her waist.
How long have you been doing this?
Only in the car. Yeah, just when I'm in the car line, when I'm sitting still.
No, but I mean, like, how many years?
Probably at this speed, probably about a year. I used to do it at only 2 times the speed, but then I upped it.
Does your brain ever hurt?
Sometimes I will have to go back 30 seconds because I'm like...
Oh, 30 seconds, that's a whole chapter.
Which is like 12 seconds of
that's
that.
Three books. He gets to go back in the series. So this is the original.
He awoke in the late afternoon, huddled in a ball and clutching a flat motel pillow.
Yes. I feel like I'm in
He went outside and saw Alice and Jordan sitting on the curb between the parking lot and the units.
I'm asleep. It's too slow.
It seems slow now.
See?
Yeah.
What?
Of course.
Buck, you've turned on us?
Yeah. I don't want the real fast one, but the one in the middle is good.
Oh, you want the middle ground? Go back to that.
He awoke in the late afternoon, huddled in a ball and clutching a flat motel pillow. He went outside and saw Alice and Jordan sitting on the curb between the parking lot and the units.
Okay. I need to feel the emotion of the original. And then here is Kevin Speed. Warp speed.
He awoke in the late afternoon, huddled in a ball and clutching a flat motel pillow. He went outside and saw Alice and Jordan sitting on the curb between the parking lot and the units.
You know what speed that's called?
His head was on her shoulder.
Yes.
Prescription side effect speed. That is what that is.
This may cause you to lose your mind. Yes, it really will.
He awoke in the late afternoon, huddled in a ball and clutching a flat motel pillow. He went outside and saw Alice and Jordan sitting on the curb.
I don't want to ask you what happened to Alice and Jordan while they were sitting on the curb, but I am somewhat interested as to what's going on. I got to be honest with you. We played it so much, I feel like I need to know.
Okay.
I know.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
There's Carrie, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, let's do this. We've been talking about this all week. A lot of people excited. Trisha Yearwood coming to Ruth Eckerd. We got your tickets. We got backstage passes. I mean, you're going to the VIP Trisha Yearwood soundcheck. You're getting a copy of her new album.
Man.
My goodness.
Just move in with her at some point. I mean,
I was going to say
she adopts you.
The show's December 6th. Maybe if you guys hit it off, you'll have every opportunity. You're there for Christmas morning. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it's anything could happen. Callers 9 and 10, you're playing Mark and Melanie's world famous name game for these, I shouldn't even say Trisha tickets. This is the Trisha experience.
Experience.
You know what I would ask her? I would say, can I get on the cooking show? Is there any way I could get on your cooking show? My wife loves her. My wife's begging me. My wife never has to go to a concert, everything like that. She's just not, you know, I mean, she likes it when she goes, but but she's like, I'll do anything to meet Trisha Yearwood.
But it's more so because of her cooking show.
Loves the cooking show. I said, yeah, well, you'll have to win the name game at 7:40. That's how you do it.
She can cook a mean casserole. Mm. If you watch that show, everything she makes, you're like, okay, I feel like I can smell it through the TV.
I know. That's the thing. I feel like, though, I do gain weight just watching the show because the food is so rich. I mean, it's really good. But after, like, my wife will have it on the DVR, and I'll just go in there and look, and I'll watch just, like, the entree portion, and then I'll go to the gym just from watching the show. It's too much, man. It's just watching it sticks to you. So got to watch out. All right, Trisha Yearwood, let's do this. Callers 9 and 10, 800-992-1099.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QIK.
Trisha Yearwood, not just tickets to the show, a meet and greet, VIP to her sound check party. Maybe, I don't know, she'll invite you to dinner or house. You're getting everything else. This is a great, great prize. Frank and Irene are our contestants this morning. Frank, you were the ninth caller. So we're going to start with you first, Frank. We're going to give you a category. You have 5 seconds to name one thing. After you do, Irene, you'll have 5 seconds to respond with one thing, and then you guys will just go back and forth until the first person runs out of names. All right, let's stick five seconds on the clock. Rank. Category is name types of cars. Go.
Corvette.
Honda.
Ford.
Kia.
Chevy.
Maserati.
Toyota. Tesla.
Infiniti.
Toyota.
Frank, you repeated Toyota.
Oh, my goodness.
Irene, congratulations.
You've got
this awesome Trisha Yearwood experience.
This is awesome.
Have a great day, Irene. Frank, good luck, buddy. We'll do it again tomorrow at 7:40, okay?
Thank you.
I was surprised that somebody said Tesla.
Maserati was one of them.
Actually, it's so funny. We went from Kia to Maserati.
No one said Ram, Mark.
I know what happened.
What?
That was the wild card. I know that would have kept you in the game.
Yep.
All right, what did we miss? 800-992-1099, Texas.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Real quick, this new report came out. This is insane. It says that people should keep their house between 78 and 82 degrees when you sleep.
Here in Florida?
Everywhere.
Negative.
Everywhere.
Thank
no
you, Kevin.
Way.
People are losing it all over Twitter. It really is unbelievable. Melanie, what's your house set at right now?
Probably 73.
That's
when
warm
you're
for me. Yeah. Kevin?
75.
Buck?
I'm turning on my app right now to see. My wife actually put 76 as she left for work.
I'm at 68.
Oh, my.
Do you enjoy just throwing money away or...
I enjoy not sweating. See, sleep shouldn't be a workout. You shouldn't sweat when you sleep. That's my thought on that.
I agree with that.
Oh, yeah. When 100%. I wake up, and I love being cold when I wake up. Oh, I love that feeling, that nice little chilly feeling. Ooh.
It's so hard to get out of the bed, though, when it's that cold.
Yeah, but it still just feels good. But this report said that between 78 and 82 degrees, and this is from the Energy Star and the EPA program, they're promoting energy efficiency. So it says 78 when you're at home, 85 when you're not at home, and 82 at night.
82 can you imagine, when you're sleeping?
Yeah, but can you imagine coming home and it's 85 in your house? That's going to take hours to get below 80.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I'm getting naked. Walking around.
What do you mean getting? You just have to stay that way. Yeah. You're never getting dressed. That's crazy. Texas, where do you keep your house at? 800-992-1099. Does anybody ever keep their house at 85 or higher? You've got to text us. I got to hear this story.
I mean, is it because your air's broken? I don't understand why you would ever even
no
have
choice.
It at that.
Or do you enjoy having icicles in your bathroom like I do? Text us. 800-992-1099. FTL's money. It's on the way next. Hey, you win this money, keep your air conditioning a little bit lower.
Whatever you want to keep
Whatever
it at.
Whatever you want. It's exactly right. It's next, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
There's Keith. We were 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. So let me get this right. We just had a story a couple weeks ago where an owner saved his dog from an alligator. Remember this?
Yes.
Owner jumps in, fights off the alligator, saves the dog. Everybody's recovering. Everything's good.
Well, he was down in Sarasota.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now there's a story of a pit bull saving his owner from a shark.
What?
This is what I love about dogs, because the dogs are like, hey, guys, like the dog god. He's like, hey, guys, we owe the Homo sapiens one. They just saved us, so we owe them one.
Yeah.
So they called it in, and the pit bull saved the owner from a shark attack.
Ran down the embankment, grabbed hold of the shark behind the gills and started thrashing his head, which made the shark bite harder. So I told him to back off. I said, no. He grabbed it by the tail and ran up that way with it and pulled it off my leg. He's been a part of the family since day one, but now he's just a little bit more.
Man.
That's unreal.
I'm telling you, the dog gods were like, we owe them one. They just saved one of our own in Sarasota. So heads up, dogs. And they did it. So this is the pit bull, the family pit bull, and like you heard it, it had grabbed onto this guy's leg. It was ripping the skin and dragging the guy into the ocean. And the pit bull was like, "You're not taking my guy. That's my guy." And look at that,
man!
Wow,
I'm gonna go home, look at my dog, and just question her.
No, you got to go home and give her a hug, because it's dog nation.
Yeah, give it extra love, because you don't know when you're getting attacked by a shark, your dog may just be like, you can have him.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I'm going to stare her hard in the eye.
No, your dog's going to be like, remember that day you questioned me? Adios. Out to the Gulf you go.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK. 99.5 QYK. Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Let's start off in the Midwest. Indiana, the Hoosier State. Man robs a 7-Eleven wearing a baby t-shirt as a mask. Really interesting, because he cut two tiny holes in the little baby t-shirt.
Stop.
Tied it across his face in the back of his head and ears. You can even see his bald head poking out of the T-shirt's neck hole in the back.
I mean, you got to use what you got laying around.
This was resourceful, and here's why we know this. Because he has not been captured yet.
It worked. Boom.
It worked, but the picture's going viral, and it's just a matter of time.
Oh, yeah.
Does the little kid's shirt have a saying on it, like mommy's favorite or something?
I don't see that on there. I just thought this was good.
Dad of the year.
Also in Indiana, they're having a heck of a couple days there in Indiana. A guy was driving down the road. This is a highway. And he threw out his baby's dirty diaper out the window.
Oh, no.
This is a once-in-a-million shot because it hit the windshield of a police car. Exploded and made a mess.
Can you imagine a diaper explosion at a high rate of speed?
I feel bad for the diaper. That's got to hurt. Anyway.
The windshield wipers, too. Got to go through the...
Well, the police car, obviously, the police officer said, nah, I'm going to pull you over. So he pulls him over. The guy's excuse was this. Yes, it was his baby's diaper. The diaper, the baby and the diaper, obviously, in the car. But he put the back window down, and the wind sucked the dirty diaper out of the back window. And then, obviously, it exploded on the police officer's car.
Not a full diaper.
So the police officer who has some skills in, I don't know, detecting mistruths, wrote the man a ticket. Yeah, he didn't get away with it.
Who had to wash the car?
You know what I mean? I don't know how that would work.
You can write a ticket, but the car's still got to be washed at the end of the day.
I don't know how that would work. What are the chances?
Oh, my God.
You chuck out a, and then the, oh, my gosh. Y'all, those are nutbags north of Florida. They're everywhere. There's 49 states of them. Making Florida feel normal again.
Gotta watch out for those diapers on the interstate.
Imagine the slow-mo of that right before it comes to this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.